This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. As we broadcast back from South Fallsburg, New York, and it's an Erev Shabbos Nachamu, a time of Nachamu. We passed the Bein HaMetzorim period. It should be a better time for everyone. And Hashem should protect us from the anti-Semitism that's swirling around us. We learn, sponsored by the Fisher family, Lenishman Spas Bas Robert Shalom Romalevi, Perel Bas Ruvain. We learn, Lenishman Stov Ben Chaim, Lefur Shalem, Fel Yom Aish Ben Chai, Sorry, Yaakov Ben Basileh, for the schuss of Avram Ben Yom Ben Shmuel Mark Yehudas. We learn, sponsored by Yol Klugman and family, we learn, Lefur Shalem, for Chana Bas Shoshabina, Hinda Bas Chai, Sar Rivka Bas Shirulea, It's a Ben Tzim and Dusha, Moshe Meir Ben Esther Fradel, Meir Ben Chayesara. So, we're up to Mishnah Hay. Mita Shoysa Tmeya Medris. A bed that was Tummy Medris, Azov sat on it. I'm sorry. We're up to Mishnah Vav, sorry. Mita Shekarach La Mizran. A bed that you wrapped around the frame, the flap. Wow. What's with me? We're up to Mishnah Vav. Excuse me for that. Mita Shekarach La Mizran, a bed that you wrap the flap around the frame. Benogam Behen Ames, and a corpse touched it. Tmei and Tumah Shivah. It's Tamei for 7 days. Pershu, if the flap is removed, Tmei and Tumah Shivah. The flap, which we said has its own purpose, it could be used for a chevek of a chamar, so it's Tmei Tumah Shivah, and the bed is Tmei Tumah Shivah. Naga ben Asheretz, if the Asheretz touch the bed, Tmei and Tumah Seref. It's Tmei Tumah until the evening, Erishin. Pershu, if you remove the flap, Tmeim Tumaserv. The bed is Tummy Tumaserv, and the flap is Tummy Tumaserv. They're both a Rishon. Mita Shenitlu Shtei Arucha Shela. Now, the long sides of the bed fit into notches in the legs. Now, the long sides were removed, but they weren't broken. So you could put in it back. You made new sides, but you could always return the old ones because you didn't change the holes for the new ones. Well, Shinas and the cover, you didn't change the holes. So since it could be still reassembled, when you reassemble it with the old side, long bars, it gets back its tumah. Nishtabu chadashis, if the new sidebars break, Tameya, it's Tameh, because since you didn't change the holes, you could put the old ones back. So since it's ready to be reassembled, we said the old Tumah comes back. But V'yishanais, if the old bars, the old sidebars break, then Tahira. Why? Because Shakaloi L'chachar Yishanais, it goes after the old sidebars, if it would be ready to be reassembled. Since it's not ready to be reassembled, so that old Tumah doesn't return. Teva shepischa milmal, a box that's open from the top. Tmeya tmei meis, so that's a receptacle, so it's susceptible to the Tumah of a meis. Nifrasa milmala, even if the top breaks, so what? It could still be used as a container, so tmeya tmei meis. Nifrasa milmata, but if the bottom breaks, so now it can't hold anything, tahira. Megurasheba, let's say the box had compartments. Now those compartments can serve as compartments even though the bottom broke. So tameyas, those compartments are susceptible to toma, but ve'enon chiberla, they're not considered one with the box. The box, the bottom broke, so if something touches the box, the compartment doesn't become tamei. If something touches the compartment becomes tamei, but the whole box does not become tamei. I want to remind you that if you didn't hear it yet, we did have a Schan and Gems this week, a day early on Tuesday. That's available. And also we have the Tisha B'Av Burst of Inspiration. If you have, by the way, either a Lakewood Shopper or the Views or the Jewish Press, I wrote a very moving article for this week about my father, and take a look at it. If you would like to sponsor next week's shiur, I do not have a sponsor for next week's Chumash shiur, 718-916-3100, rmmwsi@aol.com. Thank you for joining us, and have a wonderful Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.